Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how's it going?
It's not so exciting as it is on your side.
Yeah, we've had an amazing day. I can give you a few details on what happened today.
Yes,
and
please.
Then he can talk to you specifically on the
exhibition inauguration.
On the exhibition, if you want.
Cool.
So basically, today we started with a press conference at 11:30. It was a little bit slow to start, but then a lot of the press came around 12 o'clock. So we had maybe about, I think about 10 or 12 journalists from different newspapers.
That's good, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, and then this afternoon, the inauguration started at 5 o'clock. And we had some really good presentations. Dr. Karen Singh gave the opening address. And lots of people came to that. We didn't have enough chairs. In the end, people were standing. So there's been a great response.
That's really good.
And after the inauguration, various people spoke for the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we had the opening of the exhibition, and that was really, really busy as well. There was a great atmosphere up there. And now the film is going on, City of the Dawn. Mm-hmm. So that'll be the program today. And tomorrow we have lots of people signed in for the seminar. Mm-hmm. So that's all day tomorrow. And then we have the Sunday series on Sunday series of talks and the Writers Forum. So the response has been fantastic so far. We hadn't expected so many people today.
You said that lots of people. How much is that lot?
They have a big conference hall here, and that was completely full, and then we were bringing in extra seats. I don't know, we must have brought in about 15 extra seats, mm-hmm. and then there were lots of people standing as well.
So what do you
estimate? I don't know, maybe there was about, I don't know, Jyoti, how many people were there? There's probably about 150 in the hall, mm-hmm. would there have been? Yeah, it was completely full. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a great response, and a mixed audience. We have quite a few young people as well, mm-hmm. as well as the members of the IIC here and general people from Delhi.
That is really good. But tell me something before this week when you were preparing everything, so how it went? It was everything smooth or?
Yeah, the container arrived on Monday and there was a team here unpacking. One piece was broken, but they were able to put it back together again. Mm-hmm. But everything else arrived safely. Mm-hmm. And the exhibition team were working until 12 o'clock last night getting it together. But we had it all ready for 12 this morning. We've got a huge big Auroville desk as well where there's lots of information on Auroville, lots of books. There's loads of Auroville Today publications. And there, as you come into the Indian International Centre, there's a whole exhibition space on Auroville, images of Auroville.
That is on the
top. The Charter of Auroville.
Uh-huh. That is on the top, beside the arts or separately?
Well, when you come into the building first, it's on the ground floor. When you come into the building, you have this exhibition just on Auroville itself. You have the big, long Auroville tables, information tables. Mm-hmm. And then you have the conference center on the ground floor as well. Then upstairs, we have the exhibition area and the film area. There's 7 hours of films going. Every day as well. So we've actually taken over the whole of the conference center. There's 3 floors in it.
That feels good, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. And there was a really beautiful atmosphere. It was just lots of people, and the exhibition was a hive of activity. It was great. Mm-hmm. So it's a good start. Yeah. So hopefully tomorrow will be the same.
I just remember something when Arno said that it's going to be white flowers with a little bit of red. So you managed
Flowers are really nice on the stage. Mm. They're a mix of gladiola and big carnations, mainly white, and then the red in the center, like on the invitation card, the red dot in the middle.
You will be taking pictures, yeah?
Yes, actually, Jyoti is just about to send you pictures, and Vimal has been clicking all day as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we get those up on the Auronet tomorrow.
And how is the atmosphere amongst you guys?
Yeah, it was actually very happy. Since we've left kind of Auroville, a few people had been talking about that actually. Mm-hmm. And Joss had been particularly talking about that this morning, and he's somewhere here if I could find him. Mm. We just had a really nice... 18 of us left Auroville yesterday all together, mm-hmm. and there was just a great kind of spirit. It's always nice when Aurovillians travel together, and today it was a real team effort. everybody pitching in together, all hands on deck.
That's really good.
So, Joss,
that's really
here,
really
I'll just
good,
put
yeah.
you on to him for a minute.
Oh, the atmosphere is great.
Hi, Joss.
Who's that?
Miriam.
Oh, Miriam. Hi.
I'm missing
you. Why aren't you here?
Huh?
Wow.
I'm missing
you and
this
your
part.
Crew, your team.
Huh? Yeah,
no,
but
the atmosphere is lovely, and cool. Lots of people. Mm-hmm. Really, really quality words spoken. Karen Singh and Frederick mm-hmm. and Asta, and it's very, very beautiful. Very beautiful.
So
and full
opening with a style.
Full hall attendance. Yeah. The
yeah.
Film's going on, and we're all rather hungry,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go off and have something to eat.
Okay, but with Bridget, we were talking about the atmosphere amongst you guys on a team.
The what? The atmosphere amongst the team members?
Yes.
I haven't noticed any really difficult fights yet. There's
difficult
no
fights.
Bloodshed. No, okay. It's such a lovely atmosphere in the ashram, as usual.
Yeah.
Looked after by our Auntie Tara and Auntie whatever,
mm-hmm.
and all the lovely aunties. And it's welcoming.
But I think it's a really great feeling to be part of that, which is a really a great event.
Yeah.
A tour will open to outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Joss.
Yeah, right in the middle of the heart of the monster of India. Yeah. No, it's great. It's
okay,
great. Okay.
Joss, thanks a lot. Yeah. Thank you and enjoy your dinner, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
Now, I have also Wendy here from Oroville International in USA, and I've got Jyoti here as well, if you want to talk to either of them.
Hello.
Hi, Jyoti. How are you?
Yes, it's Miriam. Good, good.
How does it feel to be part of that? How does it feel to be a part of the team presenting Oroville, huh?
Yeah. Huh? I don't know how to put it. Really,
exciting?
Great, yeah, great. I'm really overwhelmed by the response of the people.
Uh-huh. The visitors, yeah?
Yeah, because so many people came from all different parts of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And different
some ambassadors,
yeah.
People who really related to Sri Aurobindo and Mother for a long time.
Uh-huh. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, and we have very good interaction with all these people.
You would be sitting also in the information desk for some time, yeah?
Yeah, information desk. Mm-hmm. I'm also Surya Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, we are all here.
Mm-hmm.
So and from tomorrow on, we will have kind of rotation that all the other members also come to sit here, and then they will have all good interactions, I suppose.
That's good, yeah. But you will have also a really important role at the end of the conclusion, yeah?
Mm.
So what did you prepare?
Pardon me, I couldn't catch.
At the end of the whole event on the 21st,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to do the conclusion of the event, yeah?
Yes, it's a sort of conclusion. I'm actually overwhelmed by that. But let's see how things will work.
So you will
many people already asked me about their interest about tea ceremony and yeah.
That's gonna be something special, I think. Quiet and
yeah. Many people who are fond of Japanese culture, it seems, and I'm very happy that I can do something about Japanese culture and as a Orovidian.
So, but for that occasion, you managed to get the realty from Japan?
yes, of course.
Oh.
I have a few stocks in Oroville.
I don't miss that.
And, yeah, I brought all the tea utensils
mm-hmm.
for, yes, a sort of formal tea ceremony.
Mm-hmm. That is really good. Tell me something, because you are also an artist, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm not really participating as an artist.
I know.
As presenting this tea ceremony.
Yes.
Yes.
But I know that you are an artist, and I know the whole thing also got some kind of visual effect with the colors. Yeah. I think they decorated with a special white and a little bit of red flowers. So how does it look?
I don't know. But let's see.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's see how things will work and.
It doesn't.
Now, Wendy is here. I just passed this telephone to Wendy.
Thank you, Jyoti.
Yeah, you're
have a
welcome.
Nice time, yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good.
Long time, yes. I think, or some months.
I can't hear you very well, but it's all going. It's all going wonderfully.
Yeah. That is the first kind of event for us to really step outside and share with the Indian outside, yeah? I mean, with the outward.
It always feels good to for Oroville to expand and be known outside of Oroville.
Mm. How you would describe the atmosphere there?
Very good, very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially up in the art gallery also. The Oroville art was very, very well received.
That is actually the first in such a large exhibition going out of Oroville. All the artifacts.
All the art, yes.
Yes.
Well, I hear there's people very interested in it in a personal way.
Mm-hmm. Which part are you finding the most interesting, personally?
Oh, well, the art, but the talks were all very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Karan Singh always... Really, truly, he's totally behind Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives it his all when he speaks.
Yeah,
it's always very gratifying to know someone in that position is so behind Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wendy, but I don't think that all Orovillians know you because you work more with Oroville International. Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, they don't know me. Well, some know me through Julian, my husband.
Yes.
Yes.
He is the member of governing board and international advisory council. Yeah.
Yes, and I work with AVI, and mm-hmm. of course we have our center in New York called mm-hmm. Matagiri, mm-hmm. and many Orvillians have come to visit us there.
Yeah.
And you're welcome too.
Thank you. Is there anything that really struck your mind today, watching all that and listening to the talks and seeing flowers and the? The visual image of the whole event?
Oh, well, I liked Aurelio's music. He has this huge instrument that he spins, these pipes.
Singing songs?
And it really created, at the end of Vishakha Desai's talk, where mm-hmm. she highly praised the Oroville art,
mm-hmm.
Aurelio spinned his pipes as mm-hmm. he hits them. Perhaps you know it.
Yeah,
and it created a wonderful, wonderful vibration, and I think it changed the consciousness of everyone in the room,
willingly or not. Yeah, that's the power of music, yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's a physical.
It was a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy, enjoy your stay and.
Thank you so much.
See you when you come back.
Okay, bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Deepti.
Hi.
How are you?
It's so noisy here.
And noisy and nice or no?
It's been good. I think it's been very good.
Mm.
It's always good. You know, you never know what purpose it serves.
You mean...
We do the things we do without really knowing
mm-hmm.
Finally what is intended.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the hall was full. There were quite a few people there.
Mm-hmm.
I regret that there are not enough young people, but who knows? Maybe they will come. The art exhibition is very beautiful. It's very unusual. It's different to the usual.
Yeah,
I think Oroville has managed to sound the note it should sound, which is
mm-hmm.
not like anything else. It's its own... spirit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I think it's the first time that we actually went out in such a large scale, and also,
no,
as you said,
well,
the art, yeah?
Perhaps such a large group, it's the first time,
mm-hmm.
but we've come out before with exhibitions, but 30 Orovillians, I guess that must have some consequence.
How does it feel that, in being a group, you know, because you were participating also in Oroville International Ethiopia,
you know,
so that is another... big outing.
Miriam,
yeah.
Actually, it's always lovely because, you know, to be with Orovillians, you have this heart connection.
It's
and,
true.
And it's always lovely. It's always
true,
lovely.
Yeah.
Now, I would like it to serve a purpose also. And for me, it's actually interesting that we are in Delhi, which is the political capital of this country,
yes.
and that we sound Shobindo's dream. As much as possible, I think that if India must find herself, Oroville could serve a purpose there. So
mm-hmm.
I hope all that is happening.
You would be participating with talks, yeah?
I'm sorry?
You will participate tomorrow with the talk, yeah?
Tomorrow and the after also.
Yeah. So what your talk is going to be about?
Well, tomorrow there's an Auroville round. And mm-hmm. so I'll take my cue from how it's going. Mm-hmm. And the after I talk about education.
Have a good night, yeah? And enjoy your time.
Okay.
Thank you.